I think you've had a rough week. You might need a little bit of a back rub and a beer.
Hey, can I ask you a question? This is kind of a personal question, but when do you...
Well, here's where it goes.
Do you take a bowel movement normally in the morning or like in the evening?
I always take one in the morning before I go to work because my commute is almost 2 hours.
Right. Isn't that a nightmare?
So I don't want to have to stop on the beltway because it turns out you do that off the side of the beltway, you get a ticket. So I'd rather just do it at home in the comfort of my own house. If not, I have to run up to the office and like kick the door down and hope no one's in there.
The answer for me is several times a day.
Oh, yeah. No,
I'll, from morning to night.
It's a guarantee I probably go twice a day. Radio for Winners, very regular for winners.
I'm just, what you got over here? I'd worked long and I had coached.
I work hard, I play hard, I shit hard.
I worked a long day today and I coached T-ball today, which, by the way, one of the children in the T-ball game decided to pick up a handful of dirt and put it in his mouth and then spray it all over the other kids. So that was fun. I got home and we were eating some dinner.
Wait, Don, you teach high school kids. That's weird.
Yes. They're adults.
What's the record for the T-ball? Are you actually keeping track?
We don't keep score. No,
you
but
do though. No, right? At least you're a little bit more competitive than just.
No,
like, you guys just have fun.
You can't really.
Actually, you know that's how the Redskins are going to score this year too.
Yeah.
Not going to keep score any game. They're going to have a perfect season.
But you really can't keep score. It's too difficult. But anyway, can I get back to my point?
Gotta add one and two. I don't have time for that.
So my daughter gets up from dinner. She goes, I don't feel good. I'm going to go into the bathroom. And so she's got a poop, and it's like 7 o'clock. It's like way past dinner time. And then my son starts like whining because he has to poop too. And he wants to use the bathroom, but he won't go upstairs to poop. Because
you have like 5 bathrooms.
I have like 150 bathrooms, but he doesn't want to go upstairs to poop because he's afraid to go upstairs by himself. So that would require somebody else to go upstairs with him and sit outside the
spotter.
Door. Yeah.
You need a spotter to poop.
Yeah. Do you have that?
No, I don't have to have someone else around me when I poop.
But does your son have to, does he poop in
the
morning?
No,
or?
He doesn't use the potty. He just has a diaper, so he goes all the time. Really, just whenever it's inconvenient is the best time to go to the bathroom.
But by the way, that's why you walked into the craziness that you did, which was you were greeted by my daughter with no pants on.
Yeah, well, no, I was wearing pants, just to make sure, in case I court-appointed listeners on.
We want winners here.
You smell like a winner!
From days of long ago. From uncharted regions of the universe.
Good to see you.
Good to see you, Don.
I like seeing you guys.
Good to see you as well.
Why don't you move? Why don't you move?
Hey, good to see Tony. Good to see Don. It's good to see everybody.
We haven't seen each other in a while.
This should really be the intro.
Radio for Winners, Jeremy, Tony, Don. Another episode, another week, guys. Man, we made it, huh? We made it.
Another week. It's been a rough one. It's been a rough one. I wasn't sure if we were all going to make it back.
I'm going to turn my microphone off now.
But we have to get some opinions out of you, Cherokee Don. A lot of patriotism, patriotic stories.
Do you want to say that word one more time, by the way?
That's going to go on the best of
patriotism.
Patriotism.
I've been drinking a lot of cheer wine.
Patriotism.
Which is not alcoholic.
It is not.
Well, Tony, you told me earlier this week that you just moved to Asheville. Like, you literally, I helped you move less than what, a month and a half ago? And you're moving again.
Yeah. I am moving again.
Yeah, what is up with that? I saw that too.
I'm coming back to Northern Virginia. I will be up in Northern Virginia by the end of the month.
You know, what the funny thing is that's what he's saying right now. Obviously, totally a joke, but he will be back up here.
That's a guarantee. At some point, he'll be back up here.
Yeah.
But.
No, I decided to change apartments in the building that I'm living in. Yeah. We want to be on the ground floor.
Too much brick.
What's that?
Too much brick.
Actually, we're moving into the basement. It's going to be a lot more brick.
By the bowling alley?
Actually, we will be very close to the spooky bowling alley.
Why are you moving into the basement?
We wanted a larger place, and our dog is old and can't really walk that well. So being on the ground floor makes it easier for her to get out.
Old dogs, another funny comment on Radio for Winners.
But
laugh it up, chuckles.
They've been showing my place to like other people. So I work from home, so these people are just like coming in while I work and like looking around.
But
the
do
place.
They know that you're there?
I don't think they don't know. Like the people that come in are always like, someone lives here. what are you showing him this for? But then, like, you know, you can tell that you know that they know that I'm poor, you know? Like, I can just tell
that's because you're walking around in your when you work from home outfit with a shirt and a tie and a jacket, no pants.
That's how I do it.
Not just a T-shirt with a tie on it.
You know, it's a tiny whitey's in a robe. It's terrible.
I'm working from home today.
I'm very busy.
How can they show your apartment when you're still living there?
Well, they want to fill it as soon as possible.
Yeah, no, we had to rent it. Was the same
very
thing.
Aggressive.
They would show it when we're there. They would tell us ahead of time. They don't just show up unannounced.
But I also thought that this was Asheville, meaning that the apartments they sell themselves.
That's right. That's why you have to make sure they have to fill that real quick.
But you don't need to show it to anybody. You just need to sign the paperwork. Isn't that what Tony essentially did?
Well, just because Tony did it didn't mean it's normal.
This is the last unit that we got in this entire building.
They did say that there's not a lot of openings, and like last month there's been like 12 openings. So I probably could have stayed up in the DC area a little longer. Although they would have screwed me at my old place where they charge like an extra $400 to go month to month. So that's why I chose not to do that.
Well, and you're not allowed back up there now that we dumped that couch right in the middle of the lawn there.
Nice.
That is true.
That may not be the best option. Well, this was a beautiful weekend this past weekend. I went out for my first set of sailing races this year.
Why can't you play Christopher Cross?
I don't have it on my iPod. It's not your iPod, Don. All right, that's good. So, yeah. First weekend for sailing races out in the Chesapeake Bay all weekend. It was wonderful. It was beautiful.
Nice.
It was a great weekend. There was a lot of wind on Saturday. A lot of wind.
How many teams are racing in your league this year?
Two.
No, there's... There's a number of different fleets that go out. So there's a series of three fleets, and then there's five boats in my fleet.
And when you use the word fleet, Tony, what are you picturing when you hear the word fleet?
I am picturing like a navy of several ships.
I'm picturing a gunship, some sort of a battleship, an aircraft carrier, maybe some F-16s.
I sail an 18-boat Johnson 18 open sport sailor, and there are aircraft carriers in the other fleet. It's bizarre.
You have a fleet of boats that you can get at Dick's.
What I don't picture is a chubby guy with fried chicken in the boat.
No, the fried chicken is for afterwards, but I am a chubby guy in the boat. I weigh it down. My job basically is to stand at different parts of the boat to make sure it doesn't flip over.
Hey, sidebar, should I be blowing my nose off mic or on mic today? Because you got me sick.
Off mic.
Okay. I mean, you got me sick, so I feel like I have to do that too. So.
I didn't get you sick, Don. I was sick around you, but
nobody
you
else?
Started a new job dealing with a whole bunch of new people.
Nobody,
I guarantee you got sick somewhere else.
Nobody else was sick around me.
I think that is a lie. That is a fabrication.
Just saying.
Although that does explain why last time when we were making out, you told me to please not cough in your face again. So maybe it was me.
So how many boats are in the fleet?
In my fleet, all the boats in the fleet are the same exact style of boat to make it fair. And there's seven in the fleet, but only five came for these races. So there were five boats.
And what did you guys finish in
the
first?
We finished... for the whole weekend, overall, second place.
Out of two boats?
Out of one boat. No, out of five boats, we got second place. We actually were really close to first place, but we did... So Sunday, there wasn't a lot of wind.
Second place is very close to
first place. Well, it is just one place away. But, I mean, just by points, because you get so many points per race, whatever. On the second day, we did two races, but there wasn't as much wind at all. In fact, there was barely any wind. So instead, we went out and we got a whole bunch of beer, thinking that we would just float around. But then they actually made us race anyway, and we might have drank too many of those beers. So we finished the first race in first place, we thought. We were like just ahead of the guys behind us, and we got to where we thought the finish line was, and it's by the starter boat. Like, it's a boat from our club that has people that keep track of who came in when. And we flew by this boat, and the guy who captains my boat, this guy Glenn, I think you guys know Glenn.
Yeah.
He turns around. He's like, no one's paying attention. This is shit. No one's writing down the numbers. This is crap. And we turn around just in time to see everyone else in our boat turn and go to the actual finish of the race.
Wow. Now, if Glenn wasn't able to make it one weekend, you had to like get to some other guy as like an extra who has sailing experience. He's not like a, you know, he's not a Glenn caliber, but he just has sailing experience. What place do you think you would finish at that point?
Oh, no, I'm awful. I can't take any credit for this except that I weigh the boat down. If Glenn couldn't make it, I would not go.
So you're saying basically Glenn is the reason why you guys win all these races?
Yeah, no. I mean, it's Glenn's boat, and he knows how to sail. I don't know how to sail. I know how to stand at the right place to make sure the boat doesn't fall over, and when he yells things at me, I do them.
Does he ever get frustrated with you?
Oh, yeah. No, we yell at each other. We literally, in fact, at that point, he was screaming at me to do a bunch of things, and I was like, I'm not the one who pointed us away from the finish line. And then there was some really uncomfortable silence, but we did come in second, so that was good. So I got a really nice picture frame that says second place spring series. It's very exciting.
That's fantastic.
I know. I don't know when I decided I like sailing and golf and, you know, not drinking all day.
When you got old.
That's true. One more thing I do that no one cares about.
Why is sailboat?
I wonder if people care more about sailing or obstacle racing. I bet everyone has now officially stopped listening.
I was going to say, why is it that sailing racing is okay, but NASCAR racing is not?
I'm fully behind NASCAR racing now, Don.
See?
In fact, my son got a little car from somebody.
Uh-huh.
And it had a driver's name on the box.
Uh-huh.
And it was Carl Edwards.
Carl Edwards.
And he opens the box, and it's a 60. And I thought, that's not right.
That is his Nationwide Series
right,
car.
Right. Well, I know that now. I had to look it up, but I was like, he's 99. And I was like, how do I know that? I should stop paying attention to NASCAR.
You are almost where I am. Only I knew what the 60 was representative of.
And now we've done it. We've done the trifecta. We've talked about obstacle racing and sailing and NASCAR. We officially, even us, we're not even listening to this episode. We're not going to listen to it when we put it up.
But when you get back to this is the radio for winners. We have to talk about winners. We are winners.
That's true. Second place.
Yeah,
it's almost winning.
Results
almost.
In NASCAR. If you look at my obstacle racing results, and if you don't look at Jeremy's sailing results, we are all winners.
Or where we are in life, or anything else, total winners.
It's a Wednesday.
Total winners.
It's a Wednesday night. I'm drinking a Sprite. Blowing my nose on the side over here.
So I think it's time. Speaking of listeners, we did get for the first time in a while a new piece of listener mail. So now we have a new segment we used to do a long time ago when we had listeners. We answer a piece of listener mail. You write us a piece of mail, we'll answer it to some level of satisfaction, but probably not enough for anyone else because we really aren't paying attention. So listener mail.
Why did listener mail theme music have dial tone?
Because it's mail, and that's a phone. And it's the only song I had that was close to that. But I have a song that starts with a guy writing a letter.
Because
so.
It's mail.
Listener mail. Listener mail. You know what? You can do the music next year, Don. 2015, yeah,
was,
year of Don doing the music. But 2014
nice
is my
intro,
year.
I thought.
So the question we got this week, is Tony having issues with Skype or is he only saying six words a show intentionally?
So Tony, do you want to answer
and
that?
And actually, Tony, you called me and said, why did I answer this? And I didn't even know we had this question. So apparently somebody else answered this directly to the writer.
And the response was inappropriate.
Why was the response inappropriate?
Because there are reasons why I'm only saying six words an episode. And it has to do with Skype. Skype is a bit messed up, so there is a slight delay.
It's kind of weird not to have you in the room sometimes, so I don't know if I'm interrupting, so a lot of times I'll just stop talking.
And I'll start talking, then you guys will continue to talk at times, so then I feel like I'm just interrupting, so then I'll stop, and then it just gets awkward.
It's not awkward, it's just you need to speak up. We've said that 1,000 times. So do you want to read the response?
I don't have the response, so I won't read it.
Okay. So, you know, you had, is Tony having issues with Skype or does he intentionally only say six words a show? The response was the following. Thank you for your question. We are not having issues with Skype. Tony is just a douchebag. In addition, Don's laugh is very annoying and takes up most of the 30-minute show.
Oh, no wonder you thought it was me that wrote this.
Thank you again for contacting Radio for Winners. Sincerely, Radio for Winners admin team.
I also would say I have a far worse laugh than Don does, but
so then we received another email, a response to that email.
I didn't see that at all.
It said, "I find Don's laugh delightful."
Oh, P.S. This is Don's mom.
The response was, "Don doesn't find Don's laugh delightful," and that was essentially
that was our listener mail section.
That was essentially our listener mail.
Well,
section.
I did get another comment about this same topic, which was that last week I think it was Tony himself that said, "Oh, Tony's the new Fez," or maybe you said it.
No, Tony said it.
And someone said that's 100% accurate. And again, if you don't listen to Ron and Fez, I listened to several episodes this season when I had the rental car this year, and I really thought he wasn't on the show. And at the very end, he said like one word. So it's the same thing.
Why does Fez not talk on the show anymore?
They talk. He's crazy. Fez is crazy.
Okay,
is the short answer.
Is Tony crazy?
Well, yeah, but I think really this is about Skype. Although Tony, this did bring up you mentioned you were not very happy with last week's show.
Yeah, you know, sometimes I feel like when we don't have topics that the show becomes very rambly and it just kind of rambles on and on and on and on on. And then I'm like, is this a? I think we've been talking about the
rambly.
Same topic
I think rambly's fine.
Like a half an hour.
Well, I think that's true, but I also think that those are our best shows, in my opinion.
Yeah, I don't know. It doesn't feel very organized.
How do you want the show to go?
I would like to have more segments myself.
All right. So how many segments have you produced?
I think I help produce all the segments. I contribute the topics. I'm the one that brought the listener email to the show tonight. In fact, all the topics I have on my list, none are by Don. So I don't know what you're talking about.
Why do I need to turn my microphone off again?
Called out, Don.
Wow.
In fact, yeah, I'm looking at my entire list. I don't see Don's.
That's because it's your list. You don't know what I have. You didn't ask me what I bring to the table.
I think I wrote an email. You didn't even bother responding.
I'm sorry. I was working. I apologize that. And speaking of responding to emails, I noticed that you must be really busy at work because you haven't responded to emails.
I am, actually. Right now, work is terrible, as I kind of talked about last week, unfortunately. But yeah, no, it's going to get better. It's going to get better.
What do you mean it's going to get better? Work's going to get better so you can respond to personal emails while at work?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, work's going to slow down again.
That's always fun.
It's going to slow down again. No, it's at like a regular level. Right now, it's really, really busy, and there's a lot going on, and it's almost over.
Work's almost over?
The busy period is almost over. I might be fired. Really is where I'm going with this. I'm probably going to get fired soon, so I'll have a lot of time to answer emails and work on themes, work on new segments.
The reason I reached out to you earlier, Don, because I wanted to ask you. I didn't realize when you have LinkedIn that when you click on somebody's profile, even though it actually says it on the site, I didn't realize that person actually knows that you're like clicking
on
their profile.
Yeah, it says a friend. If it's someone that's already your friend, it gives a name.
Yeah, I know that you've been looking at my LinkedIn profile. It's like,
oh, man.
You know why? Because he can't get Morning Joe, so he just finds your profile every morning.
Yeah, but I looked up an old boss, and now that old boss is going to know that I was looking at their profile.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I hate that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's...
that guy's sitting at home in his underwear Tony wants to reconnect with me.
What that does mean, Tony, is that no one's ever looked at your profile, because you would have known that instantly, because you get emails and notifications.
I just started mine, though. Just started mine the other day, that's why.
You've got 6 people that have viewed your profile this week. Now, if Facebook did that, boy, would I be in for a hurting. Because the people that I look at on Facebook, I don't even know who the hell they are.
Well, then why do you look at them?
Well, because I stalk people on Facebook.
But people you don't know?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, you have a problem.
Yeah.
At least I'm stalking people I don't like. No, but I know them.
I'll start tracing. I'll look at people's comments, and then I'll click on that person. Then I'll, like, I don't know who they are. You don't do this? Uh-oh. You don't do that?
I can look up people I went to high school with.
Hey, it's time for Radio Winners in the News, where we talk about something that's not something really uncomfortable, like Don just randomly stalking people on Facebook. Instead, let's talk about some current events, because that always makes the show go really smoothly. First story, you know, last week, Tony, you were not happy with the news items. You said they weren't serious enough. So this week, we're going all serious.
Oh, man.
All serious. Sergeant Bergdahl, POW, just released by the Taliban.
Have you been to his Facebook page?
I did not go to his Facebook page.
Tony,
because I don't want
to
be on some
on
kind
LinkedIn?
Of watch list. But Don, you don't normally talk about politics or anything else, but I was wondering, one, do you even know what I'm talking about? And two, what do you think of this guy? What do you think
What's
of the situation?
You, Don?
All right. So here's, I don't know the full on story. I think there's a lot of loose ends that need to be tightened up here. But from what I understand, this guy decided to go AWOL and abandon his platoon. And if that is true, he is, in my opinion, a traitor and should be treated as one. I know it's stressful, but 6 guys lost their lives trying to find this guy. And then we just exchanged, I think it was 5 very, very outstanding, up-and-coming, just wonderful members of the community. We just exchanged them for his life. So not knowing the full story, could be wrong. Maybe he did just get, just get jumped and got pulled out. But we'll have to see how it
Well, turns even
out.
Let's say he did. Let's say what you just said, which is the story that kind of seems to be coming out, is that he basically took – he didn't take his gun or his body armor. He just left with, like, water and a notebook and some other stuff and just wandered off. let's say he did that, and he was even gonna try to learn a bunch about the Afghan people or whatever.
That's AWOL.
Right. Well, let's say, but you still, you can't just leave him there.
No, you can't leave him there, but you also cannot exchange terrorists for the life. You can't negotiate.
You can't
with
change a prisoner for a prisoner.
No,
that's been done forever, though.
Calm down,
not
there,
the U.S.
Bill O'Reilly.
Not the U.S.
And are you getting this news from Fox News, Don?
That's all he watches.
That is not where I get my news from. I formulate my own opinions.
As soon as I watch Fox News, I formulate my own opinion. I don't have a problem. I watch Fox News along with CNN.
I don't watch.
I like to
Fox
watch Al Jazeera.
News.
I'm a big fan. No, I don't really watch Al Jazeera. I don't get it.
I don't watch. You know, Adam May from Channel 13 is at Al Jazeera.
Great.
Good for him. He's Canadian.
Something. That is something.
Tony, do you have anything to say about that, or am I just going to be out here by myself?
You know, Don, I think you kind of you covered it. Although, of all places to go, like AWOL, why would you pick that country? Like, why wouldn't you do it on another base?
Listen,
somewhere
I'll
else?
Tell you,
well, that's because that's where he was. But and those he guys, saw things he disagreed with, and he decided he couldn't do
right.
it.
That's right. And I think that there's a lot of stress level that goes in, and you don't know what the mindset of some of these soldiers, you know, is while they're over there, and it's very stressful. But at the same time, six military servicemen lost their lives trying to find him, and there has to be some accountability there. You can't just, you know, welcome back with open arms. We're glad that we're, you know, you're here if you are the one that decided to just walk off. That's Don's rant for the day.
Wow. I think this could actually prove why we don't normally talk about actual topics. That was on all sides, not just on Don's side. In fact, you probably had more facts than the rest of us. Still not entertaining. We should not talk about real news.
I don't think everything has to be like a joke, Jeremy. We can just have a real conversation, Don.
Well, I've never had a real conversation.
People
want
to hear. People want to hear what Don has to say.
People want to hear. Listen to Tony.
Well, I mean, apparently your laugh is delightful. So that's something. Two 12-year-old girls in Wisconsin killed another 12-year-old girl, not because they were worried about that she was going to say something or snitch on them or even that they were messed up, kind of. They just thought it was going to help them get some friends on the internet.
So I just saw that story tonight before we came in here.
Yeah, so the and I brought this up too because you, as
the
someone who
is... pretty serious
was,
stories. We just took a complete 180.
Well, Don, my thing was you now as our pop culture contact, now that you know about... Rick Rolling and other on point topics like this.
I'm all about
I figured
it.
You could tell us all about Slender Man. These girls killed this other girl because they thought it was going to get them favor with Slender Man.
Right. So I saw this said Slender Man person in the article that I read. They stabbed this young lady, right?
Yes.
They stabbed her. Yeah.
Yeah, they didn't actually kill her.
Yeah.
But it's attempted killing, so it's the same thing.
Attempted killing?
Attempted murder is the same thing as murder.
Okay. Well, yeah, no. It's not. But
no, it is.
No, it's not.
It is.
No. Attempted murder and murder are two different things.
It's the same. If I tried to really kill you, like really kill you.
If I killed you.
Well, if you actually killed me, you would succeed in your attempted murder.
That would be.
True story.
Oh, my God. Anyway.
I got a chart here.
I don't know who Slender Man is.
Okay. Tony, do you know who Slender Man is?
Isn't Slender Man, and this is what I think it is to be, is like it's supposed to be basically a made-up image that appears in photographs. It's supposed to be like kind of a spooky thing, like Nightmare on Elm Street with Freddy Krueger kind of situation.
That is the Candyman.
Right. Well, he's slightly bigger than his proportions don't make sense when you see him wherever he is. He's taller and longer and thinner than you think a normal person would be, and you can never make out his face. He's always very blurry. He doesn't just show up on photos. He shows up on videos. There's a bunch of videos online that are like a story where they keep trying to hunt down this guy called Slender Man. Anyway, the point is, it's just like if they killed this girl because Freddy Krueger told them to. The difference is this is an internet like. Just a story. A bunch of guys on the internet just made this up. And so now if you watch all the news, the best is them trying to figure out what Slender Man is and where it came from.
But again,
and acting like it's like a cult or something else. It's like it's just a story. It's like if the keyboard cat told me to kill somebody. It's just as dumb.
What about Grumpy Cat?
Grumpy Cat could also tell you to kill people. He's very upset with the world.
He's very grumpy.
See, Don knows about Grumpy Cat.
I
look at that. You're
Grumpy
on top
cat.
Of this.
Hey, I know about Grumpy
internet
Cat.
Internet pop culture contact.
I just don't know why 12-year-old girls are stabbing other girls. I just, that's what, and in Wisconsin.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, I get it in Baltimore, not Wisconsin.
Baltimore, I mean, that's a common, it's a common
thing.
That's
what they
do. Are you familiar with what?
My only thought is that if that other girl had a gun to protect herself, we wouldn't be having this conversation.
And that's the Bill O'Reilly comment of the day. Brought to you in part by... Why? Do you know what a leaner is? Have you heard the term leaner?
No.
No.
No. What is that?
It's usually how I fart. So sometimes I'll have a
highbrow discussion on radio for a winner.
Sometimes I'll have a real sour leaner.
I think I know what our new hashtag of the week is.
Hashtag sour leaner.
Hashtag sour leaner. Now, apparently leaners are people that in Baltimore that are on heroin and like they stand up, but then they're
oh, the zombies. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they like hunch over. They're like they're leaners.
Yeah, those people are tragic. They're addicts, Don. There's nothing funny about that at all.
Dun, dun.
It's time for our NASCAR segment where we're going to talk about our NASCAR league because we're at the end of week 13, which means next week a whole new segment starts. I don't know what any of that means as far as actual NASCAR scores.
Well, first off, the music you played, that was a drag race, and you could definitely tell.
I don't really care, Don. It had a car in it. I was very excited. The last time I had to play the cars, I had nothing. I'm stretching here.
It was drag race.
I'm stretching.
NHRA.
Okay. Yep. Well, Don, you've ruined yet another segment.
Yep, no problem. Where did we finish here in segment one?
Okay, so
yeah, what are the standings?
I will go to the standings right now. But, Don, so this means now, going forward, if you're not in the league, you can start now and more or less get to start fresh.
You can start fresh.
Now, it's still for the overall total, you'll have lost the first quarter or the first third period, whatever it is, segment.
Yeah.
And then, just to recap, how would people join the league?
You go to Fox Fantasy Racing. And you find the group RFW Supergroup, and our password is penis.
I thought it was balls.
No, it's penis.
It is penis?
It's penis every time.
It's
our password will always be penis. In fact, if you want to go to our RFW login at Podbean, it's probably also penis.
I think it should be penis all the time should be the password.
Penis all the time. It's actually going to be our next segment.
My girl wants to penis.
So at the end of the spring segment. Oh, yeah. The point of that is, so during the regular series, you can only pick a driver five times.
Five times.
And after five times, if you pick them again, you get 0 points, also, which happened to a lot of people.
Also didn't know that there were, depending where they qualified and where they improved their position, there's extra points for that.
Correct. It's all on the actual how to play rules, but
don't
no one read those.
Read
so
the
short version is now that we're at a new season, we're starting the summer season with this coming weekend.
Yep.
You can now pick any driver again. Start fresh. Pick your best five.
Oh,
go ahead and pick Jimmy Johnson.
Where are they at this weekend? Pocono?
I don't know.
Thanks.
You should know.
Thanks.
I don't know, Don.
Thanks for that.
I could look, but I'm busy right now looking at our standings. I'm very busy. So the standings right now, the first place by over almost 200 points, Mr. Vroom Vroom.
Vroom Vroom.
Vroom Vroom in first place.
That guy has to be a NASCAR expert.
That guy has never watched a minute of NASCAR, I promise you. Second
congratulations,
place,
Vroom.
Wonder Me.
Wonder Me.
Wonder Me. I'm pretty sure that is Don's wife.
That may be.
And then number
And by the way, I've been picking for her, by the way.
Well, you should pick for yourself because she's in second place and you are below that. I'm in third place. Mr. Wandering Fingers, third place. And by only 7 points, Formula One fan, right below me. And he's only below me because he did not pick drivers for a week. So he was way ahead of me and lost because of that.
He didn't pick drivers for a week and
yeah.
I still finished behind him?
By 2 points, Don RFW in fifth place.
Oh, man.
Then Big Gums Presley, our very own Tony, right behind him by about 100 points.
Wait a minute, I beat Tony, though.
You did beat Tony. You also beat Curlington Pubes, who stopped picking drivers probably at week
Curlington
five.
Was doing really well, and then he stopped.
And then My Dick Trickles, who did not pick after the first time he picked races. So yeah. After the fifth race, he was out of drivers and is never going to play again.
However,
so if you come in now.
That first week, he beat Don.
Oh, he crushed the first week. Everybody beat Don at most weeks. But this last week, Don actually came in second for the week. It does not matter. Standings for the series, Don in fifth. So everyone, if you want to join, go to Fox Fantasy Racing, RFW Supergroup is the name, and penis is the password, and you get to start fresh trying to hashtag beat Don. That's always our goal. It's good to go. While we're talking about sports, I'd like to go through some sports news. Right now is the Stanley Cup starts right now, tonight. It's Wednesday night we're recording. It's Wednesday night tonight.
The Capitals versus
It's the LA Kings versus the New York Rangers.
Okay.
Which means that friend of the show, Erin Conroy, who was called once, is probably really drunk right now.
She is. She was in Ohio.
But she's the biggest Rangers fan I know.
Good for her.
And she just moved to LA, so now she has a reason to root for the Kings.
Look at that. No one has. That's something.
I don't think anyone has a reason to root for the Kings.
I don't know who I'm supposed to root for down here.
Well, the Caps. I mean, oh, I guess you're not here anymore.
There's no Carolina hockey team anymore.
I don't think so.
Hurricanes, weren't they the Carolina Hurricanes? They moved somewhere.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, does Atlanta still have a hockey team? That's why we shouldn't
the Thrashers.
Talk
no, they don't have one either, I don't think.
No, yeah.
We are not hockey fans. This is not a good discussion.
But here's one for you. The Charlotte Bobcats changing their name back next season to the Charlotte Hornets.
And there you go. There's our NBA news. Also, Sterling's going to sell his team for $2
billion. $2 billion for using racist terms. Let's pay you the money.
Although, why don't we just talk about basketball? We were just talking about hockey. Speaking of basketball, it's also the first game of the finals is tomorrow.
That's tomorrow night, yeah.
It's the Heat versus Heat and the Spurs. Don't care about that at all.
Should we run up to Dover?
And bet?
And bet.
We can do that right after the show.
I'm game.
I don't give a shit about basketball, but
actually,
I'll watch
Dover
every game if I have money on it.
Anything except for football.
Well, that is, I'm going to go to Dover
football,
every weekend.
Which is kind of annoying.
It's pretty racist.
Speaking of which, I do have some football news, even though we're not in football season.
We
did you see?
Music?
No. Ba-da-da, ba-da-da, da-da-da, da-da-da. Okay, so football. The Super Bowl 50.
50.
They're not going to use Roman numerals.
No, I heard that.
They're just going to go with 50.
Yeah.
Which is the first time it's been done since Super Bowl 5.
Was it always just regular numbers up to Super Bowl 5?
I don't even know if they called them Super Bowls at that time. Until Super Bowl 5.
Huh.
I'm not that old, Don.
What was it called before? Championship games?
The Coca-Cola 600.
Coca-Cola 600.
That's what they called it then.
The Sprint Cup All-Star Race. Sponsored by the NFL.
It's a weird name for the Super Bowl, but that's what they did. So also, this month's going to start a whole new thing. A whole new thing on Radio for Winners. You want more segments, Tony? Every month, the music is themed now. So I'd like to welcome you to June Dispriest. Huh? Huh? Oh, man, another episode of Radio for Winners. I can tell the Tony's angry. He just hung up. I'll see you guys next week.
Bye-bye.
Three, two, one, go.
You can follow. You can. Contact Radio for Winners on Twitter at Radio for Winners, Facebook.com. Search for Radio for Winners, or if you want to send us an email, hit us up on the Gmail, rfwshow@gmail.com.
Well, there you have it, folks. Another happy ending from the good people, Jimmy James Incorporated.